Kevin's father was at his customary seat at the head of the dining room table. A plate of half-eaten pie was in front of him, and the New York Times was open on his lap, to the business section as usual. He went through 5 papers a day, from the Wall Street Journal to the Boston Globe. If the TV was on, it was always CNN or the Nightly News. On weekends, maybe PBS. Kevin took the seat next to him, while Felicia excused herself to use the bathroom. He watched his father turn the pages, checking his stock portfolio. He paused to glance at Kevin and nod, then went back to the NYSE. Part Chinese, part Caucasian, Peter Lewis was tall and fit, with thinning gray hair and a high, furrowed forehead. He hardly ever smiled, but his eyes were kind, and he almost never raised his voice. His clothing cycled between MIT, Yale, and Harvard sweatshirts, one from each of the schools his children had attended. He hoped to add more sweatshirts as the years progressed. Kevin thought he'd get 2 more. He'd need to have another kid if he wanted to go for 3. His father was a good match for Kevin's mother, who was just a few inches shorter, thin, with the same color hair and eyes. Unlike his father, she was always smiling, so widely it almost seemed like her round face might split in half. She was also of mixed descent. She had relatives in Ireland and Taiwan, 2 extremes juxtaposed in her skin. Here smooth and tan, there freckled and creased, but overall exotic and attractive. Kevin could hear her still moving around the kitchen, gathering dessert plates, shooing his sisters away from what remained of the pie. It was a rare opportunity, a moment alone with his father. Kevin decided to test the waters. "Dad, have you ever heard of card counting?" His father didn't look up from the newspaper. "You mean like professional poker players who keep track of the cards?" Kevin listened for the sound of the bathroom door. He certainly didn't want to tackle both Felicia and his father at the same time. He proceeded cautiously. "No, I mean blackjack. Some people count cards to give them an advantage." His father turned the paper over, scanning the back page. "Foolishness. They use 6 decks at casinos nowadays. You can't keep track of 6 decks. It's not possible." Kevin shook his head. He was surprised his father was falling for the common misconception. People thought card counting was possible only with the single deck game, when in fact, 6 decks were a better situation for the counter. In a single deck, the dealer shuffled every few hands. If the deck went hot, you had just a moment to take advantage of the situation. With 6 decks, you could have 10 minutes with a hot shoe. "Dad, counters don't keep track of all the cards. It's about ratios, good cards to bad." "Kevin, it's a waste of time. Gamblers never win any money." Kevin could tell from his father's tone that the conversation was over. It was a frustrating moment. Kevin understood his father's point of view, but what his father hadn't taken the time to process was that it wasn't gambling at all. It was more like a math or physics problem, a question with an answer. And that answer led to easy money. In the end, Kevin decided it was just as well. Felicia was on her way back from the bathroom, and Kevin's mother was coming out of the kitchen with another plate of apple pie in her hands. The timing wasn't right. Kevin's father wasn't ready to listen. Maybe he'd never be ready to listen. Kevin felt strangely relieved.